Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is 7:31 Central Time. Joining me by phone this morning, Cantor Kevin Hildebrand from Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne. Good morning, Cantor Hildebrand.
Morning, Andy.
Thanks so much for taking some time to talk with us this morning about the upcoming Good Shepherd Institute conference in November.
Sure. Glad to be with you.
Well, the Good Shepherd Institute, tell us a little bit about the history of the Good Shepherd Institute and the annual conference.
Sure. The Good Shepherd Institute was founded about 15 years ago. In fact, we're marking this notable anniversary at our conference this year. Its intention is to serve as a resource center and kind of a think tank here at the seminary for the church as a resource for practical theology and church music to give pastors and church musicians and congregations resources as they preach, as they sing the church's song, and in doing so, proclaim Christ. And the seminary wanted to be sort of a go-to place for congregations and have some very accessible ideas for them to learn from, to see modeled, then to take home and use in their own parishes. And so part of that includes an annual conference, which we have always the first weekend in November here at the seminary. It coincides near the observance of All Saints Day, and so we always recognize that as part of our conference. And over these 15 years, we've had many and various different topics that provide helpful and substantive ideas about how parishes can improve and make available resources for singing the church's song, for pastors to help in their preaching, in their visitation, in their ministering to their flock.
And so this year's theme is Teach Us to Number Our Days. Tell us about that.
Right. Well, the overall theme of the conference, excuse me, is the church year, and mm-hmm. Drawing on this verse from Psalm 90, "Teach us to number our days," is also sort of what the church year does for us. As the church year really is a gift that the church has. As Dr. Weinrich, one of our professors, and will be giving our first plenary address. We'll say the church year really is here because it proclaims Christ. As Christians live in this time, the church observes time always through the lens of Christ and His work for us, and as we live as His baptized people. The church year sometimes is easy to take for granted. In fact, that's one of the conversations we had in planning this conference. It can seem like such a basic concept. Well, you know, the church year, yeah, we observe that. We see colors on the altar that change, through the seasons. But we thought this would be good for us with the church to spend some time to sort of reevaluate this gift that we have in the church of numbering our days within the church year, and then providing a lot of practical ideas of how to make available those resources in our congregation, both for pastors and church musicians.
You're so right. We quite often take the church calendar, the church year, for granted. I remember one of my former colleagues saying at a planning meeting for the year, "So, well, Christmas is December 25th, right?" Just because we get so used to things occurring around the same time or even on the same date every year, but we overlook all the great things that happen throughout that year and what can be learned throughout the whole church year and the beauty in it as well.
Sure. In fact, one of our focuses then on Monday afternoon of our conference is for devoting the afternoon to talking about, well, addressing that very fact, it's easy to overlook all the wealth of the variety that the church has at her disposal within the church year and within this the wealth of resources that the church has. Professor Norman Nagel wrote these great words in the preface to Lutheran Worship when he said, "We are heirs of an astonishingly rich tradition." And even in those 30 years since he wrote those words, that tradition has continued to grow and expand. The tradition never stands still. And so within that church year, we're going to spend some time at our workshop addressing how to, this is our title, to preventing perfunctory propers, to use that sort of catchy term, but looking at the propers, the things that change week to week in the divine service, the lessons, even the sermon, all the musical things that are our options week to week, and specific for that day or festival within the church year. And it's easy oftentimes to, again, overlook that wealth of resources, or even for those of us who are involved in the day-to-day music planning, or pastors as they're doing their preparation week to week. I never thought about that idea. And so we're going to use that time to share some ideas for church musicians, for planning a musical treatment of the propers, musical treatment of the hymns, what can be done there, whether or not you have large amount of resources. In fact, probably especially for congregations where resources are limited. That's probably where most of our congregations would classify themselves. And also giving some ideas for pastors in their preaching, and also sort of the pastoral care aspects of living in the church year.
Give us an idea of the schedule. What all is included in this conference?
Sure. It begins on Sunday afternoon, Sunday, November 2nd, and goes through lunchtime on Tuesday, November 4th. We always begin that Sunday is a day filled with music. We have an organ recital on Sunday afternoon. Dr. Faith Fries is returning to be our recitalist, fantastic player. And then that evening we have a choral vespers that's presented. Our seminary, Schola Cantorum, is the choir there. And among other things, they're singing a Bach cantata, Cantata 95, For Me to Live is Jesus. Since we're always observing All Saints at this service, we always have the lessons and the hymns, and the music is based around the Christian's death and our life as God's saints. So that's what happens on Sunday, and then Monday is filled with many and various things from our plenary addresses, as I mentioned, Dr. Weinrich here from the seminary, and also Dr. Paul Grimm, my colleague, will both be speaking. We have chapel. We have a break where we're doing something just very different, and we're just going to have a wonderful 15-20 minute recital by a local young man who's a fantastic violinist, and just to enjoy God's gift of music there. Before we get into our afternoon sessions, where I mentioned we're addressing how we don't get in a rut in our practices and our congregation, how to explore the divine service in a deeper appreciation. We have an evening prayer service that afternoon with a local children's choir singing. And then we're also providing some opportunity. We're going to formally recognize and thank my colleague, Cantor Richard Resch, who retired this spring from the seminary, and have an opportunity to thank him publicly for his many years of service here. And then that evening is followed by a hymn festival in which we have asked several composers who have worked with Richard Resch over the years, who have written all the musical settings for that evening, that the Cantorai will be singing, the seminary men's choir that I conduct, and also joined by brass and woodwinds, piano, organ, and the rest of the congregation. So that will be a wonderful day full of music and learning. And then Tuesday, November 4th, we wrap it up with a couple sessions in the morning. Pastor Rick Stuckwish from South Bend, Indiana, will be speaking about the festival part of the church year and observations of the many festivals in our church calendar. and then some time to reflect on the 15 years of the Good Shepherd Institute and observe where we have come from and where the seminary wants to take this as we plan for the future.
And who might be interested in attending this conference, and where can they find information?
Sure, it's really attracts a wide range of attendees. Probably about half of those that come are pastors, and then the other half are church musicians, other interested church members of elders, teachers in the congregation, directors of Christian education, anyone involved in the weekly worship life of the congregation, whether in a formal role of planning or by being in the pew and being fed by these gifts. So there is really no one that it couldn't be of interest to. More information can be found at our website at www.ctsfw.edu/GSI for Good Shepherd Institute.
Very good. We've been talking with Cantor Kevin Hildebrand from Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne. Cantor Hildebrand, thanks so much for being our guest this morning on His Time. It's always a pleasure to talk with you.
Thanks.
Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to talk with Reverend Jeffrey Pulse from Concordia Theological Seminary on the Advent Preaching Workshop as well. Stick around for more His Time right after this on Worldwide KFUO.
Philippians 4:13 reads, "I can do all things through Him who strengthens me." Does this passage mean that nothing is impossible for the Christian? Live Tuesday on Issues, Etc., we'll begin a weekly series with Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on responding to evangelical proof texts.
Issues, Etc., live weekday afternoons from 3 to 5 on KFUO.
Finding just the right partner is a blessing when it comes to achieving God's plans. Hi, I'm Rich Robertson, President and CEO of the Lutheran Church Extension Fund. Before taking this position, I worked with LCEF in my home congregation. It was a joy to find a true Lutheran partner that understood our unique needs as we built a school and welcomed new families into our church and community. I hope you experience that joy too. Visit lcef.org to find out how your ministry can become empowered in its kingdom work.
Following the National March for Life, join LCMS Life Ministry beginning January 22nd for 3 days at the 2015 LCMS Life Conference, Theological Motivation, Practical Know-How, and Valuable Time with Lutheran pro-lifers from across the country. Speakers will encourage you in advocating for life through your vocation as a Christian citizen to stand for those who will never take their first steps. LCMS.org/life or 314-996-1711.
Have you ever missed a live broadcast of one of your favorite KFUO programs? Well, let me propose a convenient solution for you. Visit the KFUO website, kfuo.org, and download your favorite program by way of podcast to your iPhone or other smart device. It's easy, it's simple, it's convenient, and you'll never miss another program. KFUO, the official voice of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, is the messenger of good news by way of radio, web, and podcast.
Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates, 7:45 Central Time. Joining me by phone this morning, the Reverend Jeffrey Pulse from Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne. Good morning, Pastor Pulse.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for being our guest on His Time this morning. And tell us about your work at Concordia Theological Seminary.
Well, I have a couple of hats that I wear. First of all, I'm an associate professor of exegetical theology, specifically dealing with Old Testament. And then I also am the placement director. So I am the one who helps organize, work out, and find calls for all of our graduates.
And what's your involvement with some of the continuing education opportunities with the Good Shepherd Institute and, I understand, a preaching workshop coming up?
Yes, following the Good Shepherd Institute, there is traditionally an Advent preaching workshop where pastors and others can sign up to learn or to come up with. What I'll do is present a theme and some guidelines, and we'll go through a lot of discussing concerning the upcoming Advent season and a possibility of a process or theme sermons they may want to follow in their parish. Or they can do it the next year. I mean, it'll be easily adaptable from year to year as well.
What is there a particular theme that you're focused on this year?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, it's entitled, As It Was in the Beginning, Is Now, and Ever Shall Be. And we're going to be dealing with Advent on a rather, what I would call a larger scale, because there are many Advents in Scripture. And we want to look at those, how they have been, you know, how God was in Advent, he came to Abraham, for instance, to establish a covenant. Of course, the Advent of Christ when he is born in Bethlehem, and the Advent that we look forward to as we look for Christ to come again, but also the Advent that Christ comes to us through his Holy Word, the Advent he comes to us, the sacraments, you know, especially we think of the Lord's Supper, his presence there. So we'll deal some of the topics we'll deal with as we're developing this will be like real presence that begins, the real presence theology beginning in Genesis, going all the way through Revelation. We also will spend some time talking about the concept of time, the difference between Eastern and Western thought, because most of Scripture is written with an Eastern mindset, and how does that concept of time impact how we read Scripture, and then therefore our understanding of Advent. And in the midst of all that, we'll end up with about, I'd say about four different sermon outlines to follow that theme. So it should be an ambitious undertaking.
What is the schedule for the workshop look like? What all will be involved in the workshop?
It'll be mostly, actually it'll probably be all class time, lecture time, and interacting between the students or those who sign up and myself. It looks like we'll be meeting on Tuesday afternoon and Wednesday morning. I don't have the exact times with me, unfortunately. I don't have my brochure. I can't find it, actually, on my message desk. But it is on November 4th and 5th will be the preaching workshop, following the regular sessions of the Good Shepherd Institute. So we'll be especially talking, looks like Tuesday afternoon, early evening, and then Wednesday as well.
And who will be involved in this Advent preaching workshop? Who will be presenting and who should attend?
I'm the only one presenting. Mm-hmm. They're saddled with me for the entire time. And it's certainly open to anyone. I would think that would be mostly most beneficial probably to pastors, parish pastors. I think I'm going to have my vicar come, so we can work together on that. So, you know, that kind of, the people who will actually be responsible for that, any people who help with the developing of the worship, the various services that surround Advent, you know, we'll be dealing with Christmas Eve and Christmas Day as well in this to pull the whole thing together, some sort of unity there. So, also, they might benefit, you know, maybe the organist, music director, or something, someone like that.
Understanding what the theme is that they'll be working on together,
yeah.
Certainly that
yes.
could be helpful to them as well. And where can we find more information about the workshop, how to register, and those types of things?
The easiest place to go would be to the seminary website, to their CTS. FW, I see, how do they?
.edu, and I know it's on the Good Shepherd Institute page as well, so
right.
ctsfw.edu/GSI, and then you can find the preaching workshop there on the Good Shepherd Institute page.
Yeah, you can access the registration either way, but they both will work.
Very good. The theme of the title of it, Time and Advent, As It Was in the Beginning, Is Now, and Ever Shall Be,
yes.
just begs that we respond world without end.
Yes, absolutely. Well, that's And so we shall before we're done, I think. that's the idea, is to pull that kind of thinking out and help people to come to a better understanding. I think Advent gets sandwiched in, or maybe has the boundaries we put on Advent maybe are too strict. Maybe Advent's a bigger theme than we give it credit for. In many ways, the entire church year is an Advent of a sort. So, you know, we're going to explore some of the larger view of Advent as opposed to just the narrow that we frequently get caught up in, I think.
Now, as I understand, the workshop will meet from 1:30 to 5 and 7 to 8:30 on that November 4th. In that classroom time, what types of things are you going to discuss? What types of things will you be looking at for this Advent theme?
Well, we'll certainly be, along with the traditional looking at the text, and we will look at them in the original languages here, and then we will, but I want to deal with some broad terms, you know, the concept of time. We'll talk about that, because that's going to be a big thing, and then we'll probably deal with real presence, theology in Scripture, beginning in Genesis. Those are two that I think will be very important lectures, and then, of course, we'll go through the text, and we'll work together in developing how we would see this theme developing. Now, I'll have materials for them. I'll already have done all the developing and have it all there, but that doesn't mean that I want to encourage them to make it their own. So we'll have that opportunity to discuss that, and everybody can put their own stamp on these things.
So that it can be applied to the local setting, the local congregation. That makes sense.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Sure. We want shepherds to be able to not just preach some generic sermons, but sermons that for their local congregation.
Right. It's very important as a pastor to engage those who are sitting out in the pew to come to them where they're at and take them where they need to be, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So it does need to be personalized. There's no doubt about that.
Well, very good. So this is coming up November 4th at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, the Advent Preaching Workshop, Time and Advent, As It Was in the Beginning, Is Now, and Ever Shall Be. And is there a registration fee for this event?
I believe there is, but I am not... I don't know what it is, because I haven't, again, can't find my brochure. I don't have to register. That's all. But I do believe there's a small fee. I don't think it's very large. It's mostly the cost of the materials that they'll be receiving, you know, that we'll put something through our print shop here.
It looks like, according to the website, looks like $40 for a registration fee.
That sounds probably about right.
And there's a registration, register online button here on the website as well. So guests can register online here on the website, ctsfw.edu /GSI will take you to the Good Shepherd Institute page, and you can find the preaching workshop there in the menu on the left.
Right. And that'll skip about two other steps. If you can just get all that in there, it'll jump you right to it.
Very good. Very good. Now, is this an annual event?
Yes. This every year with the Good Shepherd Institute, which is an annual event in itself, quite well known now, but there always has been since I've been at the seminary for my eighth year, we've always had an Advent preaching workshop. And it's been pretty successful. Well received by the people in the parish, so we've been excited to be able to offer it every year. I think this is the third one I've done, actually.
Well, very good. What do you like about Advent? We just spoke with Cantor Hildebrand about the seasons, the church year. What is your favorite part about Advent and preparing for this workshop, this preaching workshop?
For me, Advent, it's the anticipation. You know, the breathless, almost hold your breath anticipation of the coming one. And for me as a pastor, my largest challenge has always been, it's exciting Christmas Day when you're dealing with children and the unwrapping of gifts, but developing that breathless anticipation for the second coming and holding that before their eyes, and how we don't want to be, it's so easy to fall into a lethargy and to fall asleep as we wait. And of course, Scripture does make mention that's not necessarily such a good thing. And so trying to build that anticipation, to keep it focused, keep our eyes focused upon that anticipation, that is, to me, that's the excitement of preaching Advent. I mean, it's one of my favorite seasons for preaching. Advent is, so for me, so preachable and so exciting in so many aspects of it, to build that excitement, that anticipation among the people in the pew. That's always been one of my favorite times, to be up there and preaching. So yeah, that it's just such an exciting anticipation. That excitement always gets me going.
Well, very good. It's always good when you're motivated to when you have that anticipation, that motivation, mm-hmm. when preparing to preach for the season. And it's kind of crazy to think that we're already preparing for Advent, but it's really not that far away.
Well, it sneaks up on you.
It does.
and being I take care of a small parish here in Fort Wayne, as well as working at the seminary. So I will actually be preaching this myself. So it does give a different flavor to it that way. It won't be just an academic pursuit. This will be stuff I'll be using. So.
This is a good practical material.
Yes, absolutely.
Very good. We've been talking with Professor Reverend Jeffrey Pulse from Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne. Professor Pulse, thanks so much for being our guest this morning on His Time.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Coming up in just a little bit, we've got our study of the daily New Testament reading with the Reverend Bertram Lewis from Tabernacle of Praise Lutheran Church in Romulus, Michigan. Hope you can join us for that. Listeners, stick around for more His Time coming up in just a little bit right here on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.